In the Gaza Strip today, a militant group released a video of two Fox News journalists who were kidnapped more than a week ago. The group demanded that the U.S. release all Muslim prisoners in American jails within 72 hours in exchange for the abducted journalists. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Jerusalem.
The previously unknown militant group calling itself the Holy Jihad Brigades didn't say what would happen if their demand wasn't met. In the video, Fox correspondent Steve Sentani from the U.S. and cameraman Olaf Wigg of New Zealand are wearing tracksuits, sitting on the floor with a black background.
We're in fairly good condition. We're alive and well.
We're alive and well in fairly good health, Sentani says. Later, Olaf Wigg appeals for help to win their release. None of their captors is seen in the video. Leaders of Fatah, Hamas, and other Palestinian factions have all called for the journalists to be freed. Palestinian security sources in Gaza say the most troubling aspect of this kidnapping is that no one has ever heard of the Holy Jihad Brigades. Little about this kidnapping 10 days ago has fit the usual pattern of abductions of Westerners in Gaza. Out of the dozen journalists and several aid workers kidnapped in Gaza in the last 2 years, almost all were released unharmed after only a short period of time, and almost all of the captors made very local demands specific to internal Gaza politics.
A personal agenda. The guys that took us wanted jobs with the Palestinian security services.
Dion Nissenbaum is the Middle East correspondent for McClatchy Newspapers. He and a photographer were abducted in Gaza last October, a few weeks after Israel had pulled its soldiers and settlers out of Gaza. He was held for half a day. It was certainly scary and ugly to be abducted by armed, masked militants, Nissenbaum says, but his captors quickly assured them they would not be harmed. They were served hot tea, fresh dates, and warm food. But this kidnapping of the Fox team looks very different.
It's definitely a different beast. We're just not sure yet what kind of beast it is. You know, it's the first time they've used videotape. It's the first time that anybody's been held this long. It's the first time that they've made political demands against America, all different from anything in the past. And the big questions are, who are these people? Are they Palestinians? Are they outsiders? Are they serious?
The press freedom group Reporters Without Borders today said the video release was reminiscent of Iraq abductions. We're now in an Iraq-style situation, the group said, and called for a broad campaign to win the journalists' freedom. Journalist Nissenbaum notes that the abductors didn't overtly threaten to harm the Fox team. Release what you have, and we'll release what we have, the Holy Jihad Brigade statement said. If not, the group added, you'll have to wait.
So I think that there's still, hopefully, some sort of taboo here in this part of the region against taking it to the extremes that we've seen in Iraq.
A spokeswoman for the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem today said of the demand, the government does not make concessions to terrorists. The Foreign Press Association here is now warning all American and British journalists to avoid Gaza, citing specific intelligence threats that militants want to abduct more journalists. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.